We return now to the Dr. Carolyn Dean live radio show, along with her host, cohort, and good buddy, Ginny Sanders. Phone lines are open during live broadcast.
All right, everybody, welcome back to hour two of Live with Dr. Carolyn Dean here on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. According to Scott, the best hour is the second hour. So I guess we've got our work cut out for us, Carolyn, to get this best hour rolling. We've got phone calls and emails, testimonials, all kinds of fun things to do. I sent you a little message over the break, Dr. Dean. Did you get it?
I will see. Jenny sent me messages. Yeah, we should inform people that that's what we're going to have to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
So here's what we were thinking, Dr. Dean and I, is, okay, so let's just talk Remag Lotion for a minute. So this may be the best hour after all. So we're definitely getting the Remag Lotion. It's on its way, almost literally. And we reformulated it. As you guys know, we took out the preservatives that were keeping it from competing with the lotion so that it would stay in solution. That was the problem, is it would separate a little bit. Okay. And then the COVID hit and we had to get new packaging because we could not get those 8-ounce bottles anymore. We had to go to a jar. Okay. So we got the jar. So we're all good. It's on its way. But here's the thing. We wanted to make sure that our customers loved it before we made the biggest order possible in the history of the world. So we made a small order possible. And so what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to limit the number of bottles that people can get, the number of jars that people can get, to be fair to everybody, because it has to go out all over the world. It's got to go to our distributors. It's got to go everywhere. So the question is, what do you think is the fair, put in your vote, what do you think, be serious, don't be silly, what do you think is the fair number of bottles that count number that we should use to limit your order for just the first amount? We'll have more right after that, but just the very first restocking sale that we put out there, what do you think the fair amount is to let people order so everybody can get some? All right. Put your order in the chat line and we will come back to your answers and see how everybody feels about it. Okay. And of course, Patrick is always the first one to answer all the time, just like last week on the quiz. Immediately, two bottles, he immediately put his order in. So you guys let me know what you think, and we're going to press on and take some phone calls and we'll tally it up and get back and let everybody know what the results are. Okay, very good. So should we take phone calls? Carolyn, ready?
Yes, ready for phone calls.
Okay, area code 562-562. You can use star 6 to take your phone off of mute. There you go. You're on the line with Dr. Dean. If you could give us your name and then state your question.
Nancy.
Oh, hey, Nancy.
Hi. I had a follow-up question about the fiber that I was talking about earlier, or the other day.
The psyllium, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I had been putting the fiber in my quart of salt water.
Ah.
I don't mean in the whole quart. I mean, I was using water out of the quart to use it. But am I supposed to use a separate amount of water above and beyond those two quarts?
No. No.
Is fiber a separate thing, or do I still stay within the two quarts since I weigh about 128?
Yeah, that keeps you within the two quarts. That's fine. I do the same thing when I do psyllium, Nancy. I'll pour out about 4 ounces of my sea salt water, put the psyllium in, you know, shake it up, drink that, and then drink another 4 ounces of my sea salt water.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I will do it.
I'm sure you will. Nobody's going to stop you. I can tell. It's perfect. Yeah. Thanks for calling in. You're doing okay?
I think so. And I can't think of anything else right now, so I may call later or next week or whatever.
Okay.
But thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime. Bye, Nancy. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Okay, very good. Excellent. All right. If you want to talk to Dr. Dean tonight, she is the lady to talk to. 646-558-8657. ID number 8836953587. That's how you get in on the call. It's on our YouTube screen. It's on all of our emails. It's here at the station. You can see the call-in number printed on all of our chat lines. We'd be happy and delighted to talk to you this evening, as we will, with area code 917. 917 star 6 to unmute your phone, and you're on with Dr. Dean. Area code 917. Okie dokie. Hello. 917, go ahead.
Oh. Hi, Dr. Dean. You hear me?
David. Hello.
Hi. I think there is a misunderstood. That's the only reason why I'm calling. There is a misunderstood between you and Nancy about the psyllium.
Okay, go ahead.
You told her that the water is enough. I'm using psyllium for many, many years with a good success. She needs, whatever she takes, she needs to, if there is more water to get her to the limit to what she's supposed to drink, so she's supposed to drink it. So she's thinking all the water she's supposed to drink all day. Are you following me?
No. Uh-uh.
She asked you if it's enough. Maybe you have to listen to the conversation again. She asked if it's enough.
Right. She's taking 2 quarts a day, and she wondered if she has to add extra water if she's doing psyllium. And I don't think she does, but what is 2 quarts? It's only 48 ounces. So that would be true if she was only 100 pounds. Is that what you're saying, David?
No, I'm going to give it to you a different way, the way I do it. I take 6 pills, three, throughout the day, 500 milligram each pill. So that means I get 1,500 milligram in the morning and 1,500 milligram in noontime. But in order to take this pill, you have to drink water. Otherwise, you're going to be in trouble.
Yeah, it can cause you to be constipated.
If you're dry, you're in trouble.
Right,
so you gotta drink all day. You got to drink, I don't know, how much now go to your quant, whatever, what do you say, 1 ounce or 2 ounces?
Well, I mean, I personally take a tablespoon of psyllium powder most days, and I just stick to, you know, half of my body weight in, you know, in pounds, half of that weight in my ounces of water, and it works just fine.
You take and you drink throughout the day. That's what I do too.
Right.
I drink my.
Well, what did Nancy say? We want to know what's wrong, because we're wasting time here. What's wrong?
I know we're wasting time. Nancy says thought that she has to put a certain amount of water with the psyllium, and then that's enough water. So I think I say no. She's supposed to drink throughout the day, all day.
Well, she knows that. She's sipping her water through the day.
Maybe,
She takes her sea salt water, but yes, Nancy, take your weight and, you know, in pounds and cut it in half. That's the number of ounces. So I guess I'm visualizing what I have, you know, I line up my 3 glasses of water in the morning, boom, I have to drink them through the day. So she'll take some water from one of her glasses, puts it in with the psyllium, shakes it up, drinks that, and then drink some more psyllium, sea salt water.
Throughout the day. Yeah, throughout the day.
No, you don't have to take psyllium throughout the day. You take your water throughout the day.
I'm saying what? Sure,
that's what everybody knows that. We know it.
Yeah. Okay. I got in trouble one time. I had a colonoscopy. I didn't drink enough water, and I started with the psyllium, and I got in big trouble.
You can get constipated. You know, don't scare people, David. Don't scare
people. No, I'm taking for years. I'm taking psyllium.
Yeah, I'm not scaring people. Yeah, people know that they have to, you know, make sure their water intake. But see, what there's a few things we're talking about here. If we're talking about people who get the laxative effect with the REMAG, they need some psyllium to bind up. But they already have the water in their intestines from the diarrhea. So they're just trying to you know, put that water into the fiber. They're not trying to create, you know, kind of a loose bowel. So we're talking about several different things. People who are constipated, psyllium can help, and that's where you need a lot of extra water. But
I take psyllium for another reason, because psyllium is soluble and insoluble fiber, which is very good. So it both works both ways.
Yeah, it's good for diverticulitis. You'll really have to get the fiber.
Good for lower sugar, good for a lot of things.
Right.
It can help with your lung. So, sorry for taking your time.
Okay. Well, you know, Nancy will get back to us and let us know if there's anything that we missed here. But we clarified a number of things here, David. So that's good. Thank you. Appreciate your calls. And you know, I know I can just be straight with you. That's all. We'll get.
I know we're always fighting. I'm gonna one day we're gonna sit down and write the history between you and me.
Uh-huh.
We have a lot to talk about.
Yes. Yes, you're very well informed, and it's good when you call in and give your input. We do appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye now.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yay!
I'm just checking my glasses here. During the break, I had to put some purple duct tape on the arm of one of my reading glasses. Right at the tip, it just sort of clunked off. But the duct tape works very well.
Very good. Excellent.
I love duct tape, yes.
That's hilarious. All right. Okay, so let's come back. We'll come back to our callers in just a minute. Area code 212, stand by. I just want to give the update, Carolyn, that the overwhelming answer is two. Although Scott, being the gracious gentleman he is, said, I agree with two, but I will settle for one.
Oh, isn't that
That was
sweet.
Very sweet. Corinne wants four, so she's obviously going to have to get over that. But two sounds good. So thank you, everybody, for giving us some feedback. That's going to be helpful, because then we can just say we talked to our customers and they agreed. Because I already had one customer start to cry when I said we were going to limit the initial number of bottles. So thanks, everybody, for helping us. Also, quick question, Carolyn. Mm-hmm. What product would help on toe fungus?
Pico Silver.
Okay, very good. Pico Silver, like a charm. And now, is toe fungus an indication of yeast overgrowth, or is that an old wives' tale?
No, they go together. You know, if your environment, if your tissues are, you know, certain pH or, you know, certain factors that encourage yeast overgrowth in the intestines, they'll encourage growth of fungus in other areas. You know, the fungal rashes that women get under their breasts, that's candida albicans, or some women get, and men too, of course, but in your armpits, those red rashes, that's it's like a diaper rash, I guess you could say, but it is fungal. Didn't Courtney say that she sprayed Pico Silver on her grandbaby's diaper rash?
Yep, Sarah Courtney. Yep, she sure did.
Courtney. Toe fungus, I mean, what I would do is I'd saturate a gauze with Pico Silver and not saturated, so it's leaky, but wet a gauze, wrap it on the toe, and then try to, you know, wrap that with something that doesn't leak, and leave it on overnight, even with a sock on, and that will help treat toe fungus.
Very good. Outstanding, outstanding, outstanding. Okay, so there we've got some responses. Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody. And thank you. I think this might be my Corinne, our customer service. Is this my Corinne on the chat line, Corinne? Because if it is, that's very sweet. She's working overtime, apparently. Yeah, we have a special customer service attendant. That's like having a fire marshal on your flight. It's like super special. Okay, and Jean's there. Thank you, Jean, for pitching in as well and sharing your comments. Thanks, everybody. Okay. Be sure to hit the subscribe button too on the YouTube channel, and make sure that you get your notifications when the show's about ready to come on. That helps us keep track of everybody. We don't want anybody to miss any words of Dr. Dean's. All righty. Shall we go to the phones?
Yes, please.
Okay. Outstanding. We'll go to area code 212. You can unmute your phone with star 6, 212, and we'll bring you on to talk to Dr. Dean. Stars, there you go. Welcome to the show. You're on the line with Dr. Dean. If you could give us your name and then state your question or comment.
Hello, good evening. It's Patrick.
Is this the Patrick that answers first all the time?
Yes, that's me.
That's very sweet. Go ahead, Patrick. What would you like?
So I just wanted to ask you, so I got my results from the grassroots, and the first time I tested was back in November, and now I retested, and the vitamin D level went up, which is great, from 34 to 51, and magnesium stayed kind of the same, went from 42 to 43, but my THS level went all the way down to 0.2 from 1, let me see, sorry, from 1.2.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wonder, like, if the TSH is a concern?
No, I mean, you're still in the good range. I don't know why it would shift. Did you increase your Remite intake?
Yes, I've been taking like one teaspoon, 2 teaspoons a day.
Right, so that was more than...
3 teaspoons a day, because each bottle has 1 teaspoon, so 3 teaspoons a day. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you need that much. It may be that you're just... we don't think it's just about the thyroid, but we use the thyroid to gauge the Remite because 9 of the minerals support thyroid hormone production. But that the 0.2 going down to 0.2 implies that you have enough hormones. I can't say you have too much thyroid hormones. But I personally would go back to the 1.5 teaspoons.
Okay. The only reason why it increased was because I've been sweating a lot because I've tried to work out a lot, like every day. So I sweat a lot. It's the only reason to replace the electrolytes, so that's why it increased it.
Right, right. But the TSH is an indication that you have enough, and maybe, I mean, you could decrease to 2. Let's say that. Let's just go back and that to 2 instead of 3. And that way you'll get your electrolytes, you know, to replace from the sweating, and you won't make more thyroid hormones than you require. And the other thing is, I'm sure you're doing your sea salt in your water.
Yes. So I've been drinking distilled water for past 5 years, but I do add the sea salt, the 1/4 teaspoon per liter.
Right. Personally, because of the sweating and you're, you know, just bringing that up and the distilled water, I would be putting, you know, more like Yeah, a quarter teaspoon. I would put a half teaspoon in every liter.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. And I do blend in some spring water, but just like a cup, but not a lot.
Right, right. No, that'll help. That'll help. And you'll, I don't know, you sound young. I don't think, you know, you're expressing any symptoms, but have you noticed anything else, anything about your body with the extra exercise?
Not really. I just know that I increased my dairy intake because I was dairy free for a real long time, probably like 4 or 5 years, and I started just last March doing dairy. So I've been doing that a lot. Mm-hmm. But I take my Rimac. I take 3-4 mm-hmm. teaspoons a day.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good. Yeah,
and
I mean, I
ask him also like 3.
Okay, yeah, that's good. What was it going to? Yes, I know what you're saying about the dairy, because if I take too much dairy, I need more magnesium. But I love the dairy, so we can do what we love and balance things out.
Yeah, I feel great. Actually, I feel since even I started D3K2, I started in November, I feel my teeth are much thicker than they used to be.
So I
think it really works.
Yeah, that's good. Are you, how many D3K2 are you on, Patrick?
You know, I play it by ear. Sometimes I take like 2 capsules a day, sometimes 4, sometimes 5. Like, it depends on the day how I feel, but I always take more than 1, usually 2 or 3.
Yeah. Yeah, and you see the increase, and that's, you know, what,
and what
I
do, I open up the capsule and usually put in the yogurt, so I blend it in right away, because I read that they usually recommend it to take a bit of fat. So maybe even better to take it like that.
It's true, and that's kind of why I put the vitamin A and the vitamin E in with. No, I didn't. I did that in the omegas. I lied. I'm sorry. Right.
Add the restructure, and now I add the omega 3 as well. I usually leave the omegas like in my mouth, and they melt like nicely.
Oh,
I don't know if that's good to do, but I like the taste. It doesn't really have any taste, actually.
Well, yeah, that much better than the fish oils. Yes, so the D3K2, so you take it with fat. I suppose, yeah, taking it along with your restructure, because there is, there's an omega in the restructure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, about the D3, because being fat soluble, it works better with fats. So take it with your dairy, even.
Yeah, I like it in the yogurt. And I don't even feel like it doesn't really have any aftertaste or any taste to it, because I also add vitamin C powder in it, and I put some berries. It's pretty good, actually. And that way I take all my vitamins and I don't have to worry about it for the rest of the day.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you're saying about the yogurt and the vitamin C powder. I take a bit of kefir, goat milk kefir. And it's just, I just get plain and I put the vitamin C powder in, and it tastes fabulous.
And the RNA drops, is it possible to also blend it in, or is it better to take it separate on an empty stomach?
It's better to take it separate under the tongue. There's something about it. It's not a homeopathic, but it seems to be work better when you separate it by about 15 minutes away from other food. It's not a food, really. It's what would we say? It's like a catalyst, and you want it to work on its own. I'll say it that way. Ginny, can you say anything more about why we take the RNA reset separately?
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, the couple things is, like Carolyn says, it is a catalyst. But, you know, the most important thing about the drops, which is very difficult to, you know, talk about in a classic term, is that it is an energy medicine. You know, people, our customers who are interested in nature and interested in resonance and frequency and interested in a more holistic approach are more likely to understand what we're saying about when we say that it does balance frequencies in the body and in the force field really around you. And, you know, we know clinically now, and they've measured and proven that your heart actually has a force field that goes out 22 feet around your body. I mean, that's incredible to think that your heart protects or projects that much magnetism. So when,
if I can just sorry to interrupt you, but if I ask you the frequency, what do you mean by like, is like aura, like body aura or something like that?
I mean, that's a good word for it. And that's a good word for it. Energy, your non-physical energy, the things that you can't see that are around you, that comprise all of the unseen parts of you.
Okay. Okay. So basically other people can feel it then as well, right?
Yes. The RNA drops tune you up. Yes, absolutely. So you can...
I notice that people like keep looking sometimes, like when I take extra dose, like, you know, like you just walk down the street and people just look at you for some reason. You don't even know why. So it might be it.
Yes. Yeah. Well... You are, I know, Patrick, because I've seen you on Instagram. I know you're a very charismatic, handsome young man, but I also know that the drops, you know, Carolyn's husband, people think he glows when he walks around the beach. They say, oh my gosh, you're just glowing. And it does give you that radiance and that joy. And we were able to prove that through what's called a Zyto machine. A Zyto machine is something that naturopaths and clinicians use to hook people up to, and it kind of measures your energy frequency. And so they'd measure the frequency and then they'd take the drops and then they'd see how the energy frequency changed and actually balanced what they call out of balance stressors. So it has a tendency to relax your mind and just open up your force field and your energy. So it's a great catalyst for all aspects of your being, your organs, your digestion, and just your general mood.
So basically that's what RNA stands for, relax and allow.
That's exactly it. That's exactly what it stands for, relax and allow drops. That's what we started calling them. And then of course the RNA reset is the relax and allow reset. You know, just like Carolyn always says, the worst is over. So what we're saying there is that, you know, if you, that's what she taught us, you know, in the radio show is that if you have a if you get hurt in an accident, the paramedics are taught to tell you the worst is over. So you'll start to relax and just allow your body to start managing all your systems and start to heal you. And it's the same thing with the drops. It's like, relax, everything's going to be okay. The worst is over and you are going to get incrementally better.
So probably it's a better idea to take the RNA drops than mRNA shot.
Well, kind of. It's interesting, yes, that that's how things are all playing out. We can't make claims, of course, because that would be a big no-no, but it is kind of funny how the battle has taken over. But yeah, absolutely. That's what we think.
Yep. Okay. And also, it's been my fourth anniversary since I discovered Dr. Dean and the RNA reset. So... yeah, thank you so much for everything.
Oh, thank you, Patrick. Good to talk with you and know who's on the other end of the chat line. Thank you for all.
Yeah, just I wanted to say hi because I've been chatting and I always like didn't really want to call. So
well, you had some good update.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. About the magnesium. So where should be the levels, like around 50, 60, since I'm like only 43?
I know when I had my first grassroots test, mine was like 62. And then when I started to take the vitamin D, because my vitamin D, Patrick, was 19, it was horrible, low. So. Wow. I went to 10,000 right away, two of my D3K2. And after 5-6 months, I was 59, but my magnesium dropped back to about 46 because I was using up that extra magnesium to metabolize the vitamin D. So there's this dynamic thing that's happening. So maybe, you know, because you increased your vitamin D, your magnesium did not go up as high.
You know, Jazz, but back in November, my vitamin D was 34, mm-hmm. and my magnesium was 42. And mm-hmm. now my vitamin D is 51, and my magnesium is 43. Mm-hmm. And I actually increased magnesium, so I just wondered mm-hmm. if it shouldn't be higher. Maybe I'm not taking enough, like 3-4 teaspoons, maybe not enough for me.
I think it's enough, but like I said, I think it got used up with your vitamin D. And maybe you should just be steady on the amount you take, you know, just take the same amount every day so that mm-hmm. when you do your next test, it can be more of a valid experiment about, you know, how much vitamin D do I take to get a certain level of vitamin D and a certain level of magnesium.
And then on your omegas, I think they really, really work because I was 7.88 in November and now I was 9.69.
Wow.
Which should be a good level. And I stopped taking the fish oil, the green pasture.
Yeah, the blue ice roll. Yes, I
blue ice roll.
I don't bother with it anymore.
I think Rosita, like there's a different brand instead of it, but I take more of the omega-3, the RNA.
Right, right. How many omega-3 algae do you take?
I take 3 a day.
Yeah, that's good for a guy.
I don't know if that's a lot or it should be less. I don't know. I feel that 3 should be that's the right amount for me.
Right. Yeah, 2 to 3. I take 2. Very good.
Okay.
Okay, Patrick, I'm going to let you go.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Have a beautiful night. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye. Good. Bye, Jeannie. Bye.
Yeah, good input. Thanks, Patrick. That's sweet.
Yes, absolutely. Bye, love. Bye, love.
Bye.
Yay!
Yeah, that's very nice. You can't say putting a face to a name or just putting a voice to a name.
That's right. That's right. Yep. That's exactly right. Yep. Okay. Wonderful, wonderful conversations here. If you want to talk to Dr. Dean tonight, 646-558-8657. And you've got the ID number on the screen there on YouTube or in our emails. It's 8836953587. Jean said in relationship to the drops, the cares of life become strangely dim. Yes, that's one of our favorite isms. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jean. Mm-hmm. And also Scott says, I'm going to do the grassroots here very soon. So Scott, there's no time like the present. I'm just saying. And, you know, Dr. Dean is still generously offering the kit at no charge. So don't be tarrying too long. No tarrying. Yeah, exactly. All right, very good. No one on the line to chitty chat right this second, Carolyn. What shall we do next?
Testimonial time.
Ding, ding, ding.
Joan says, hello, I've been taking Carolyn's products for a few years. When I introduced Pico Potassium, my TMJ problem that I've had for over 30 years has disappeared. Gosh. Oh, my gosh. Okay, thank you, Joan. Next one, RJ says, I'm on my 5th bottle of Remag. I was having my heart skip a beat once a day, but I would not notice this until I went to bed at night. Well, since I started taking Remag, this has stopped and I feel great. Thanks so much for your product. Awesome. And Sandy, okay, we did Sandy's testimonial about her pain medication. That was awesome. Or about her pain that went with the Pico Potassium. Fredo writes a long email about vitamin D, and I don't know. Maybe I'll have to look at Fredo's later. It's pretty long. Farah writes, the biggest benefit I've seen with REMAG is the curing of migraine attacks that I've been suffering from. Suffered for decades and only now finally getting relief. I also use REMITE, but not as often. I need to change that. Yes. And it's to help with my thyroid because I've had little or no periods most of my life. In the last 2 years or so, this has changed. I was diagnosed with PCOS ages ago. That's polycystic ovarian syndrome. And medication did not work. I'm confident with your products. I can improve health-wise, get my hormones. I guess she means balance, weight in check, which I've been able to do during COVID. I haven't had a weight increase, which I'm happy about. I also hand my folks REMAG and vitamin, the D3K2. They're in their 70s. Very good. Terry says, I took the REMAG on day one and my blood sugar went from 180 to 110 in 3 hours. Since then, it has been a key element in my ongoing battle against high levels of blood sugar. That's awesome. And I've run out of testimonials, but I did come across a topic on Medscape. I get all my things to critique on Medscape, it seems. It's about miscarriage. And the title is Miscarriage Care. Time's up for telling women just try again. Researchers push for broad testing, prevention, and care to replace currently fragmented systems. So, of course, I wonder, well, what are they going to advise? And it's a long article, and they're talking about using progesterone, which is good. I mean, that can be helpful. And it doesn't look like there's much more. I mean, what we know about miscarriage is that it can definitely be related to magnesium deficiency, as the whole pelvic area can go into spasm. So there's one thing. It also can be hormonal. It can be hypothyroid, and that's where the REMITE is going to be very helpful. And it can be just plain toxicity. And it can be, you know, male toxicity as well. You know, is the sperm completely healthy? So it's just interesting when I see these articles and research papers where they have their focus on, you know, trying to find a drug that will help, or in this case, trying to work on the progesterone, and that's all they talk about. They just go on and on and on about their results with using this, they call it a micronized progesterone. Tell me when we have a phone call, because I have some other topics here.
Okay, right now the phones are clear, so we can keep going.
This one, the title is Increasing Salt Intake Proves Beneficial in POTS, P-O-T-S. That's the postural tachycardia syndrome. Now, what we know from people even in tonight's call, some people are saying that when they took REMAG, their tachycardia, didn't someone say it went from their blood rate, sorry, their heart rate went from the 90s to the 70s? Well, the 90s is kind of a tachycardia. And there are people who get this postural tachycardia syndrome, which means when they change their posture, usually from lying to sitting or lying to standing, their heart rate reacts and elevates. And to me, it's an adrenal reaction. If your adrenal glands can't put out the adrenaline to tighten things up, to help you stand without your blood dropping to your ankles, then it's an adrenaline problem. And the adrenals absolutely require magnesium, sodium, and vitamin C. The B vitamins are in there as well. So when people are on our protocol, they stop having this tachycardia, and the postural part is, you know, when you're moving from a lying to a standing, you feel a bit dizzy. And what this paper talks about is, oh, let's use some salt. Now, if they're using table salt, then, you know, they're making the mistake right off the bat. They need sea salt. But they do say the results show that high dietary sodium intake can lower plasma norepinephrine levels and ameliorate standing and orthostatic tachycardia for patients with POTS. So, I mean, it just means that salt helped the adrenal glands and their protection of this norepinephrine, epinephrine, that's the adrenaline that I'm talking about. So, I mean, there's not much more to be said about that, except, you know, every once in a while something comes out that that sort of correlates with what we're talking about, but they always get it wrong. I mean, they're talking about increasing dietary salt. That is sodium chloride. So they're not going to get the full benefits, and certainly not get the full benefits, because they're not looking at sodium and vitamin C, of course. So, and it ends up being a very long article. I'll have to clip it out of my files here, because it's not necessary for Melody Rose to have that in her files. Okay, what else do I have? I have a long teaching case, but Ginny, do you have any input, questions, anything on chat?
Patrick was really excited to hear about the RNA drops and to learn a little bit more. And I thought maybe, Carolyn, you could tell the backstory of the drops.
Oh, I don't think so.
You don't want to? All right.
Can you tell the backstory of the drops, Ginny?
Do you want me to?
Yes, please. I'd love hearing your backstory. I'll drink water.
Okay. Well, here's what I want everybody to know is the drops actually come from a long history of tremendous success and experimentation in finding this iCell, this opportunity, this resonance to restore people and their energy back into their force field. And Carolyn and her husband, Bob, were introduced to what was then called the D-cell back in Los Angeles many, many years ago in the 80s, Carolyn, I'm going to say. Is that right? I think I'm probably in trouble now, because I'm going to try to tell the story and Bob is going to hear me butcher
No, it looks like Bob has drifted off, so don't worry, he's gone. I'll leave him. Oh, dear.
Not God.
It was in the late 60s. So I'll try to keep the dates right. So we met Dunn Sloan, who was making this one-person water purifier out of grains. He was just marinating grains in a glass bowl of water. And at a certain point, they germinated the seeds, and then the water got a bit scummy, and he would take some of that water, put it under microscope, and we would see cells that had little lights in them. And he got the formula from a long line of people who made them before him. And he would take this water when he saw the light in the cells and mix it with cement and pour it into little ice cube trays. And then these little tiny, not the big ice cubes, but the tiny ice cubes. And he'd sell them as individual water purifiers. You just put it in your jar of water. And when it got half empty from you drinking it, you'd pour in more water and it would purify the water. And so when I Anytime I got near a lab or someone who worked with plants and water, in one case mushrooms, I would give them the formula and see if they could make the water purifier. And then, you know, with finally getting the warehouse going, the original rented warehouse, we had some people who started making the formula. And Ginny, you can take over from there.
And making the formula. So what ended up happening was they were making it, and the people who were making it started to have these experiences like we were describing to Patrick, where they would notice a new radiance about themselves, and then parts of their body started to improve, and they would notice their hair was more full, and they would notice their skin, and they would notice different things, and also just kind of general worries, things that they usually worried about or things that would upset them would stop upsetting them. And it'd just be like, oh, well, you know, that's life. It's okay. Blah, blah, blah. And so that's when Carolyn said, well, gosh, if people are going to have this experience of that are working in the laboratory with it, if they're going to have a good experience, maybe we're on to something. And so we should try to get this out to more people and see what their experience is. So we did that. We started in 2011. That's how Carolyn and I got connected, in trying to get it out to more people and to see what the experience would be like. And people started reporting. But the one thing that I thought was so interesting was, before we had the Remag, we relied on the RNA drops to help people with their heart. But I didn't really understand it at the time, but I do now because of the electromagnetic field of the heart. And the RNA drops do have a frequency to them, and they do fortify your force field. And that correction was starting to help people in their hearts. And I remember couple of the earliest testimonials that we had, Roger's wife, Kathy, and Franklin Barber, they were both on the outs, man, with their hearts. And they started to come back into alignment. Remember that? I mean, Roger's wife was going to have a heart transplant, for crying out loud. So that piece of the drops is very powerful. And I had somebody ask me the other day, who's a regular user, and they've been using the drops for a long time. And they said, you know, I've been using for the drops for a long time, and I don't know all the time what's happening with them. Because when you first start working with the drops, it's kind of hard, you know, that you get those initial experiences, and then it just kind of starts to settle into your system. And she said, I didn't really think much of it until I just went to my high school reunion. And she could not believe it. She could not believe how young and vibrant she was. Compared to all the friends at her reunion. And, you know, I look at Carolyn, Bob, my husband, Greg. I was sitting across from Sheila the other night in a conference room, Deb West. I mean, these are people who've taken the products for a long time. Their youthfulness is off the charts. I mean, it's just incredible to see how young and vibrant people look, who've been using the drops for a while. So, you know, there are the hidden effects of the RNA drops. It's like an investment in your energy, in your beingness, in your body, in your well-being, in your mind. And the other thing is, nobody else on the planet has them.
Nope. They can never be duplicated because they're created generationally so that we're up to like 170 generations. And it's like every 3 or 4 weeks we make a new generation. And the most recent batch has a little bit of every other generation, because when we go to make 171, we take a part of 170 and put it into the ingredients of 171. So it's got this incredible longevity aspect to it. And I mean, there is a certain homeopathic aspect to it too, because when we're germinating the barley sprouts, and what is it, Ginny, 40 pounds of barley seeds go into this huge drum, and they're rotated. So it's like the succussing of homeopathy. And that probably adds the frequency and resonance that we see in the drops.
Yeah, very cool. So, you know, for those who've been on them for a while, you know, you can just never tell what you're going to experience as you continue to use them. I remember in the beginning when we were calling them exclusively Relax and Allow drops, and people associated that with the Abraham Hicks group. And they would be like, so is this like a law of attraction? And we were like, well, no, we can't really say that. But, you know, think about if your energy changes and you feel better, you're probably going to attract different things. And people, you know, we'd always say, they'd say, well, we can't afford it or whatever. And we'd say, well, you know, just get some drops and your money will change. It changed a lot of people's money, mm-hmm. changed the relationships. We used to focus on that a lot, so we don't do it as much. But yes, barley is an incredible asset, nutritional asset. It gets a bad rap these days, but it's very, very good for your system. And there's a lot of tremendous benefits to the drop. So if you haven't tried them, you know, give them a whirl. I think you'll be surprised. And then tell us what you notice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very individual in the beginning. And we've got so many products now, we don't focus on the drops. But in the beginning, people would have a different taste for them. I tasted dirt and tobacco, for Pete's sakes. And what I kind of realized was I was probably detoxing the tobacco from my father's smoking. And somebody said they taste like Cheetos. Now they just have sort of a sharp vinegary taste to me today. So are people still reporting that, Ginny, that they taste different things from the drops?
Some people love them and they think they're really sweet, you know, so it is a very unique experience that people have. And I think they taste incredibly alive. I think it's like taking, you know, I remember when we used to do wheatgrass back in the day, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And it reminds me a lot of the wheatgrass. I can really taste the chlorophyll and the aliveness, you know, type of thing that's in the germination process. So I think they're very unique. Yeah, definitely tell us what you experience, how they taste. They do change. People can tell, especially people who've been taking them for a while. It's like, wow, there's a lot of zing in this one, you know, so they are a fun adjustment. It's just fun. You know, it's just fun stuff exclusively from Dr. Dean, who is the doctor of the future and, you know, is way ahead of things. So it's funny that also our good friend Patrick pointed out how ironic it is that here we are at this moment with this situation, and here we are with our situation. So Dr. Dean's always ahead of things.
Yeah, our RNA. And to me, another huge part of the RNA process is the waste product, the barley straw that comes away from the drops when we squeeze these drops out with a big industrial press. That straw, we dry it and we use it as a fertilizer. And I'm sure people on the show have heard me talk about the radish experiment. And, you know, we're going gung-ho on more experiments on the farm over here. And we're very excited about that because we do have to bring our land back under our own stewardship. We have to stop GMO. You know, I have real concerns with Bill Gates buying all the agricultural land, and he's pro-GMO. So we have to own our land and grow our own food at some point. And, you know, we're leading that process by creating this Mighty Mash, doing the experiments, first of all, and then creating it, I'll probably have to build a whole other warehouse to assemble this product. So I'm very committed to that. That's where you were committed to research last year, and it's continuing. We won't drop that. I think this year our commitment is going to be to the land.
Very good. And with that, we will wrap up. Dr. Wardeen's final words. Namaste, everybody, as they used to say back in the day.
Namaste, back in the day. It's onward and upward.
That's right. Good night, everybody.
Thanks, Jenny. Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Rachel and Debbie and Patrick.
You've been listening to the Dr. Carolyn Dean Live Radio Show. For questions about today's broadcast, email Dr. Dean at questions@drcarolyndeanlive.com. That's questions@drcarolyndeanlive.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.